Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Shit, yeah.
It's that time of the week where John and I kind of get to take a little time off and get have a guest selector come up and sort of show us their wares. This week, right. It's old mate Milan. How's it going, bro?
Good, man. Yourselves?
Really good. John's just over here getting sort of ducks in the row. You've thrown a couple of tracks at him. We've got some Nick Drake coming our way. Got a random German band that I've never heard of.
Yeah, they're good. They're good.
Yeah?
They are.
You're giving me
good.
The eye. Okay.
They're good. They're good.
Now, Milan, of course, you are of the fantastic New Zealand band Pluto.
Why, thank you.
Who is just currently, you've assembled your crew once again.
We have, yeah. We've got them all back on board. It's pretty exciting, actually. It's only taken 10 years. But, you know, a decade's nothing in the sight of being my age.
How did you guys call it when you kind of called it back then? Was it all pretty like, fuck, well, that's enough of that for now? And then?
That's a grey area right there. I don't tend to talk about it all that much. It was as you would say, it was convoluted and a little bit distressful.
Perfect. Okay, well, I was kind of hoping for that.
But you guys sort of buried the hatchet and everyone started talking to one another once again.
We did, yeah. We started exchanging emails first off, and then we got on the phones, and then we started seeing each other and having beers and, coffees, and everything really got back on track. And we realised that our friendship was first, and we wanted to, do that first, like actually join up again and be brothers. And then we wanted to really finish what we started 10 years ago, which was this fourth record.
Sick.
What was the process like for recording this new one?
It's long and winded process of about.
Started 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Is it literally songs that were kind of like, we should get onto that one, and then it was like, everything kicked off, and then you sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Pretty much, yeah, awesome. Man. And then great. We lost, so I went to LA, moved to LA. We split, and then I thought that I'd lost the entire record, or the old record, because my computer crashed and everything was lost. It was frightening. And then luckily I found this old hard drive, and I was like, oh my God, there they are.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was a miracle, man. So with that find, I got re-inspired to actually kind of reconnect with the boys,
That's
and
awesome.
So did Tim.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
That's quite a nice story.
Yeah.
Now, Milan, as Big Henry just pointed out before, you're here to guest select a couple of songs.
Yes.
Should we kick off with some Nick Drake, or should we kick off with some Bilderbosch?
I feel like Bilderbosch was first. Bilderbosch.
That's the one, yeah.
Bilderbosch.
Let's hit him hard and fast.
I have no idea. Apologies for that pronunciation.
But it's mushy.
Yeah.
Bilderberg.
Yes.
With Machine.
Yes.
That's my best attempt.
From their album Stick Stock.
It's one of those words where you just kind of shit out towards the end and you hope for the best. Bilderberg.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce it.
As chosen by Milan of Pluto, in the studio at the moment, picking a few tunes for us.
How did you find that, the last one?
Actually, that was just bands that you might like, you know, when I was listening to someone else. I can't even remember who else I was listening to, but I clocked onto that because I like the photo. And then I started listening, I was like, yeah, I really like these guys.
Germans, eh?
It's great when there's a picture of a band.
Yes.
It's like,
oh, do you appreciate that? As
I do.
A listener, John?
I can identify with those people. Yes. Look at them and their cool looks.
Hey, he's wearing a shirt.
Look at that.
My kind of guy.
Precisely.
They look like they'd be fun to hang out with. Now, the next tune is some Nick Drake.
You're throwing us all over the place, Milan.
I am. I'm taking on a journey.
Nick Drake is one of my faves, actually. What a beaut.
He had great hands.
But a fruit tree, so very unsound, it can never flourish till its stalk is in the ground. So men of fame can never find a way till time has flown far from their dying day. Forgotten while the year, remembered for a while. A much updated ruin from a much outdated style. Life is but a memory, happened long ago. Theater full of sadness for a long forgotten show. Seems so easy just to let it go on by till you stop and wonder why you never wondered why. Safe in the womb of an everlasting night, you find the darkness can give the brightest light. Safe in your place deep in the earth, that's when they'll know what you really want. Forgotten while you're here, remembered for a while. Much updated ruin from a much outdated style. Fame is but a fruit tree, so very unsound. It can never flourish till its stalk is in the ground. So men of fame can never find a way till time has flown far from their dying day. Fruit tree, no one knows you. don't you worry, they'll stand and stare when you're gone. Fruit tree, fruit tree, open your eyes to another year. They'll all know that you were here.
Every once in a while, it's nice to get hypnotized by Nick Drake, isn't it?
It is.
Very nice.
I do it regularly.
Man, his vinyls are so expensive. I keep trying to get a Nick Drake vinyl.
It's Island, isn't it? Island Records, is it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But it seems to be just like reissues. I've never seen like an OG one. It's kind of like King Tubby. I'm always trying to get King Tubby records, and I never can. It's just how it is.
Be elusive.
We've pulled an audible on the play because we were talking bands in the background. You dropped the name Tropical Fuckstorm.
I did.
Which kind of just describes New Zealand weather.
And we're also just talking off air about singing in your sort of in the local accent.
Oh, right, yeah. Which this guy does, these guys do, and girls.
Good old Aussie battlers.
Aussie battlers, yeah.
Singing like true Australians.
Yeah.
What
drew you to this band? Was it the Australian accents?
No. It was another link from, I think, The Drones. Is it The Drones?
Oh, yeah. Drones, good band.
Yeah,
good
it's the same. Band. I think it's the same singer guitarist from. Yeah,
I think so.
Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure.
She'll be there for a while, for the wounding of a rented car and a ram right in sunshine. She's right there on CCTV, forgetting to take her medication. But then Ruby says her lawyer will get the best deal that they can make her. Oh, but then I grew up around her family, and they were such a bunch of losers, and they could only do each other. Oh, and she about the cruises, and she could say anything at any time. So when he mentioned a plea bargain, it's making everybody feel uptight. Left my ties down. You left my ties down. You see, I'd give you anything at any time, but you left my ties down. Picked a car up from the depot. I had my lunch at China Rose, and then I snorted half a gram of Australia's finest homemade coke. And a child was mauled by bullets outside the High Point Shopping Center, while a two-rack tractor in a fact bit down on our placenta. And I know surplus, blown a coat, the outskirts of parole. It's raining in Victoria, so the shit's under control. You left my ties down. You left my ties. I'd give you anything at any time, but you let my ties down. You let my ties down.
just dividing the BFM audience as per. But Milan, your selections seem to be holding up strong. People are stoked out there.
Fantastic.
They're
fantastic
asking spelling though. It's my
Natural Gary.
Correspondent.
I'm a terrible speller.
Natural Gary would like to know how to spell Bilderbuch.
Oh, Natural Gary. What's up?
Shout out Natural Gary.
It's hella German. Hint.
B-I-L-D-E-R-B-U-C-H.
Oh, can you use it in a sentence, please, John?
Bilderbuch. Bilderbuch.
Is the band that we played before. Cheers.
And then Nick Drake and then some Tropical Fuck Storm.
You love saying that.
I think anyone would.
Yeah, it's fun. It is fun to say.
Should we play this Warren Zevon?
Absolutely, Carmelita. It's a classic track. Used to play this in LA.
We should come back with the stats because you've got two shows coming up.
Yes.
You're playing Wellington first.
Yes.
And we're not
on
mad.
The 15th, yes.
We're not mad about
November.
It because that'll be a good practice for the Auckland show at the Hollywood on the 27th.
Yeah, the only reason we're playing Wellington first is because there was an error in a booking, so that's the only reason.
Is it for real?
That's for real, man.
You're
for
just
real.
Like, man, you forget the game is full on. There's a lot going on with this game. So, all right, let's get this. What are we going to play? The Warren... No?
Warren Zevon.
Yeah, Warren Zevon. Oh, shit, wrong song.
This one. Fuck.
I hear mariachi static on my radio, and the tubes, they glow in the dark, and I'm there with her in Ensenada, and I'm here in Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Sitting here playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone. They cut off your welfare check. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking. I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Bloody bugger, just trying to get some methadone on the outskirts of town.
Who hasn't done that before?
Ah, oh, fucking classic.
Now, Milan, just tell us a little bit about this recording process that you've gone through in order to get this fourth Pluto record out. You did mention off air it's just been
based around these found tapes, basically.
Yeah, and it's been all over the show, really. Like, it started off in the Wall Studios, which was the studio that I had built underneath the house I lived in, and now that's gone, subsequently gone, just because it's just gone. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, we went to Roundhead B, did some songs in there, and then on to Nick Abbott's studio in Northwestern and Massey, and that's just recently.
Right.
And then the lab, and the lab prior to that, and then the oven. And
wait, where's the oven?
The oven is also next to the lab, and that's with Joel Mulholland.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Right. Oh, the Mulholland's, man.
Yeah, so it's been through a lot of hands, so it's warm and juicy.
It's a little bit of everybody sprinkled all through Auckland's mixing scene.
And you've gone to the Holiday Boys to press it. What's that process been like?
It's been good, man. They're really, really great guys, and they've been quite helpful. I mean, it's just quite stressful getting 5 band members on board with the mixes and the masters, and we finally got there, and the artwork kind of getting signed off, and it's a big job, but you know, somebody's got to do it.
When does it drop, so to speak?
Fingers crossed.
Like ideally, yeah.
Ideally, it's going to be coming to our arms just before the 15th on the show,
in
Wellington.
Of course. Okay,
and then definitely before the 23rd, the show in Auckland.
Right, and it's called Four?
Well, it's 4 Delta, okay. Which is the Greek symbol, you know, the triangle is the symbol for the fourth letter in the alphabet. So it's 4, but we're not technically calling it 4. You'll see when it comes out.
Sweet. Perfect. I'm bad at the reviews, man.
Have you guys had a test pressing to listen to yet?
Not just yet, but that's coming. It's basically, you know, it's on its way. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And who's done the artwork and stuff like that for it?
Me and my partner Sarah Capelli, so we've been working on that together. I mean also the boys have been putting in the input as well, so it's been a labor of love, really, for my household.
Okay and
before we
jump into this,
we should reiterate the dates. You're playing Wellington on November 15th at San Fran.
Yes, we are in San Fran, yep.
And then up here at the Hollywood on the 23rd, I should say, on the 23rd, which is a Saturday night.
Saturday.
Beautiful little scenario out there at the Hollywood.
It is. It's lovely out there. I love that place. The toilets are fantastic.
I think you guys will go down really nice there. It's got like a sort of a little haunty vibe about it, you know, but it's like a little bit of majesty. I just like the fit. I think it's really nice.
No, so, it is good. And you can get the tickets from Banished Music from .com.
And support from Ha the Unclear as well.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Oh, and in Wellington as well?
No, we don't know yet. That is still undecided.
Fair enough. Well, if you fancy your chances, email message Pluto on Facebook. There you go.
And also, we can give away a double pass right now if someone wants to. For the Auckland show,
23rd of November, Pluto and Heart the Unclear playing the Hollywood. And did you have a kind of a sneaky request?
Yes, if someone can ring up and sing the first or one of the verses from one of our songs and get it right, you got the tickets.
We've got the lead singer here, so no pressure. But 309-3879, give us a call.
Oh, it's ringing.
You're on the air.
Is the phone hung up properly?
Fuck, I didn't hang up. 309-3879. Give us a call if you want to smash out some Pluto lyrics.
Here we go.
You're on air, caller.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, what do I have to do?
Sing us a song in the key of Pluto.
Oh, yes. You're joking. I can't.
Just sing us your favourite.
We are joking, but please do it.
A Pluto song.
Yes, please.
Oh, no, hang on. Now, I've got my 61-year-old. I can't sing in the shower. And I'll get kicked out of the shower. Give me a question.
What are some Pluto lyrics?
Oh, <yeah. laughs> I tell you, I'm a 61-year-old. I can't sing in the shower with Alzheimer's.
Okay. Well, we take all types here.
I have got their album, mate.
Which one?
The first one.
If you can name it, you've got the tickets.
I'll have to look up on my playlist here. You'll have to give me a minute.
This is bad.
Look, I just got out of the shower. I wasn't expecting to make this call. I just pressed the button.
But you wait, you were just like, oh fuck, I want to go to the show, and then just hip shot the phone call?
Well, say it again.
Do you want to go to the gig? Is that why you called? Or what?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
oh, cool. We just thought you randomly called BFM.
Yes, and it's under the something. I can't remember the title.
That's exactly what it is, actually. Congratulations, mate. You're going to the Pluto.
All right.
23rd of Hollywood, you crazy
all
man.
Right, all right, all right.
my mum will be so proud of me.
Shall we play this new...
Hey, I'll take you off here, mate, and then we'll just hang in there for a second. Sweet. He's in a safe place.
Milan, the song?
Yes. Is this Lonely Four?
Yes.
Yeah, this is off the upcoming record.
Shit. A bit of a sneak peek.
Waiting on too much light, on too much thought. But you never, never want, you never, never needed too much. Mark the way you stood, staring at him, but you're finished. Finished, but you never, never need, you never, never wanted too much. It's a love, it's a lonely fall. Said it's a love. It's a lonely fall. That's so hard to call you tonight. We won't take your time. It's a love, it's a lonely fall. I said it's a love, it's a lonely fall. It's a lonely fall. I said it's a love, it's a lonely. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
And so, there's still a few things in there that we just recently taken out, but that's okay.
That was Lonely Fall, brand new from Pluto, who are back at it. Congratulations, bro.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks for having me.
Right on, man. Anytime, anytime. In fact, I think we're going to try and wrestle you and a couple back for a bit of a cute little intimate acoustic set in this very studio.
And that would be a pleasure.
Rad.
Don't hesitate. Get online. Get your tickets from Banished Music. Pluto at the Hollywood Theatre or Hollywood Cinema out in Avondale. Saturday, the 23rd of November. Saturday night. So yep. No excuse.
You can also follow us on Facebook, the Pipeline Under the Ocean, and on Instagram, which is Pluto_NZ. Did I do that well?
I'm fucking proud of you, man.
Thank you. Radio!
I'm going to tell everybody that you did a good job.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Cheers, thank you.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.